We on Daf Yotes Omed Beis Tana Rabbono Shnayim Chsumim Al Ashtar. You have two Eidim Chsumim Al Ashtar Umeisu, and they died. The Eidim Chsumim died. Ubohu Shnayim in Ashut Va'omru Yodanu Shekhsav Yodomu ומקיים דרך סימא, אבל הנוסים היו, קטנים היו, פסולי עדס היו, הרי אלו נמונו. זאת אומרת, אין כסב יודום יוצא ממוקם אחר. זאת אומרת, מילא, זאת אומרת, נמון, תסי, דת הנוסים קטנים, פסולי עדס. ואם יש עדם שכסב יודום הוא זה, ועד את עדם ומקיים דכסב יד, הוי שהויו כסב יודום יוצא ממוקם אחר, משטר שקורו אולוב עירר, והוזק בבטן, that means, there was a star that the nitva was ma'arer on the star, said it's a mezuyev to kishtar, and והוזק בבטן was taken to בטן, and בטן was מקיים that star, so we know Yenne Shtar is sicher not a Mezuyev Dike Shtar. And now we'll take this Shtar and make Dimyan Chsimis. Bezn will be Medama that Shtar, which is 100% not Mezuyev. We'll be Medama to this Shtar. So if this Shtar is Mekuyim, Ksav Yodom, this Eidem Sheksav Yodom Uze, Oy Ksav Yodom Yoitzim Imokim Acher, from a Shtar Mekuyim Bebezn. So I know, Klo, it's not a Mezuyev Tiki Shtar. No, the Eidem, the second Kat Eidem, are saying that, that they were Ketanim, Psulim, Anusim, Ein Eilu Nemonim. We do not believe the second Kat. So the Gemara understood, we don't believe the second cat, so that means you don't believe them, and you're goive with the star. So the Gemara asks, it's treyu trey? That means, afilu, I will assume that the star is ki'ilu, there are three eidim which are made on the kashrus of the shtar. They are saying they are not psulim, not ktanim, not anusim. Aber there's another kat that is saying they were ktanim, psulim, vanusim. So how could you be goive with the shtar? It's treye trey. And in the Bereise it says, Einam Nemonim. Ein Eilu Nemonim. Why are they not Nemon? That's the Gemara's Kash. Now let us see Rashi in Tosfos. Shekora Olav Irer, Zogt Rashi, Sherotza Hanitva Lepoisloi. And it was Huzak Bebezn. So the Gemara says, ומגבינון בי, בתמיה, תראי תרנינו, אידי השטר בייז. ואילו בייז מעידם עליהם שפסולם היו באויסו שו. They were פסולם באויסו שו. Then. We'll come back to this Rashi. What does Rashi mean to say? Now let us see Tosfos. ואם כסב יודום יוצא ממוקם אחר, אין נמוני. So Tosfos says, ופסולי עדס תקטוני, לא שאומרים שעדיין פסולים, not that the second cut is saying that they are still פסולים, דים כן עמי אין נמוני, why aren't they נמו? אלא פסולי עדס הווה עוז, they were then psulim, va'ato moidim shehem ksheir. But now they're moide that they're kosher. Now, we have to understand, it seems Rashi and Tosfos are saying the same thing. Psulim hoyu bo'is osho, that's what Rashi says, and Tosfos says, klo, that now they're not psulim. Because if they say they're not psulim, demkein, amai ein emonim, el psula idis hava oz, va'ato moidim shehim ksheir. Now, let's explain what had bothered Tosfos and how Tosfos rectified this. There's enough in the Gemara in Baba Kama and Perik Merube. The Gemara says, if you have two Kittis Edim, Kat Aleph and Kat Beis, Kat Aleph says Edis, and Kat Beis says they Gazlonim. Poslon begazlonusa. So the halacha is we will believe Kat Beis. And the lumdus is that they are now Balei Dvorim. I'm saying on them. There's not a difference of opinion between the first cat and the second cat, if love or Eloi love. I'm just saying these people are Gazlonim. So the minute they become Balei Dvorim, so the second cat is Nemo. Now, Tosfos had a Moiridike Kasha. The Gemara called this Treyu Trey. The Gemara says, how could you be Goiva with the Shtar? Look, you have two Edim saying Lover, but you have two Edim saying that they were Psula. So it's Treyu Trey. So Tosfos had a Moiridike Kasha. Why is it Treyu Trey? The second cat is Paslening the first cat. They're saying Psulim. Psulim, Ktanim, so they're passling them. They're passling them Laidis. So why don't you believe the second cat? It's not Treyu Trey. So Tosfos says, and this is Harabbi Chanan is Mavaya, Amir de Kolomdis. Tosfos is saying that the deal is not on the Eidim. I say, now the Ksherim. Now the Ksherim, there's no shayla about them. The shayla is, b'shas chsimis hashtar, what were they? So I'm saying, b'shas chsimis hashtar, they were psulim. So what do we accomplish from this? So there's a miradikal on this. So the diun, in reality, is not what are these edim, because these edim are ksherim now. The diun is, what were these edim, b'shas chsimis hashtar? So, l'may nafkemine, that's past history. So, the nafkemine is, if it's the gay of the shtar, the whole nafkemine is the shtar. Was there a halvo or wasn't there a halvo? That's the whole nafkemine. Nafkemine is in the monish of the shtar. If they are now kosher, so the whole deal is, was there alvo, wasn't there alvo? But there's no shailas what the Edom are now, because the Edom are zicha kosher. So therefore, that's why it's called Treyu Trey. That means, that's why Tosfos had to say the shtik teire. If the second cat would be saying they are now also psulim, so then that's a byproduct. The shtar, but the deen is not on the shtar, the deen is, what are they? And if the second cat is being made that the first cat were psulim, and are psulim, so memele, so it's not treyu trey, it's the first cat are considered balei dvorim, and we should zicha believe the second cat. So that's why Tosfos said it is speaking about that there's no din whatsoever what they are now. Now they are zichek sheirim. The whole din is what they were b'shas chsimes hashtar. So memele, so therefore we say the sichsuch is in the monish b'shtar. That's how Rabbi Chanan says pshat in Tosfos. And Be'emesin, the Ran mentions this for it. The Ran says as follows.
The Ran is, we look at the Dibur HaMaschel U'Magbinon Bey, and Dav Zayin Omed Aleph, V'Dafei Horif, U'Magbinon Bey, and then we'll look at the Ran, the line before. V'Ikem Man D'Yoma, D'Hoche K'da Omri Gazlonim Hoyu Askinom. It's speaking about that the second cat is saying they were Gazlonim. Umishum de kivin shemesu, because there's something very interesting. The Gemara, when the Gemara brings down the case, shnayim chsumim al ashtar umesu. The Baraisa says it was mesu. Umishum de kivin shemesu loy al gufon shel edim heim edim. So it's not considered they saying what the edim are, because the edim are dead. So there's no nafkemino what they are. El almonish ebishtar. Behind the noket bebraisu meisu. So this lomdis, what we had mentioned from Rabbi Chana, if the second cat is pasalining the first cat, but it's not negeya the first cat legabi anything. It's only negeya the shtar that they chasmid. So it's not considered that the first cut is Balei Dvorim, and the shail is, are they psulim, are they not psulim? The only shail is the money shebishtar. Does he owe him money? Doesn't he owe him money? And memela, and the money shebishtar, the Gemara calls it trey. Now, I just like to mention one thing. Other gedolei achronim are medame the Taisvis to the Ran, the Bach, and the Prisha. Fakert, it's the same thing. Taisvis and the Ran are saying the same thing. Taisvis had a Shaila, why is it called Treye Trey? The second cut is being made on the first cut. What they are, so it should be, you should zicha believe the second cut. So the Prisha and the Bach are medame this Taisvis to the Ran. Other achronim say that there's a big problem. How could you be medame Taisvis to the Ran? Taisvis makes an akimte, it's speaking about va'achshav heim ksheirim. The Ran says, since they died, it's not meigeya them, so it's only monish abishtar. So we see somehow there's a machloikis Taisvis in the Ran. The Ran seemed to hold, as long as it's not Negeya, they ate them anymore because they're dead. So Memela, so it's only called, it's a Sichsuch HaMonish HaBishtar. It's considered Trey because we're not thinking about Adam. Taisvis, it seems, was not satisfied with that. So Taisvis had to say, it's speaking about that they're now kosher. So the preacher wants to say Taisvis wasn't Geiris for Mesu. So that's what they say to make this a kimte. That's what the Prisha wants to say. That Bemis and Taisvis and Daran hold one shita. If you are not meyed on monish ebishtar, if it's not negeya the edim, either because now they're ksheirim, they did tshuva, or they're dead now, whatever it is. So it's not considered that the second cut is saying edis on the first cut. It's called treye trey. No, how we figure it out, that's not considered saying Edis on the Edim. So the Rani, the Gilson, the Bereis, Meisu, they said, oh, that's good, that's why they had to die. So it's not, our Edis is only the Negei, the Monish Abishtar, and Taisus didn't have this Gilson of a Meisu. So Taisus had to make a different Akimta. That's how the Prisha wants to say. Even though this is a moiridike lomdis, the Tumim asks, he doesn't understand it. What's the chilik? You're still saying, this is not treye trey. What's the difference if I say they're now psulim or they were them psulim? I'm saying edis on them. He doesn't like this whole lomdis. That means this is a moiridike lomdis if it's not noigeya them. Legabi anything, so it's called Monish Abishtar. The Tumim says, There's no machloikis in the Monish Shebishtar. The machloikis is what they were then, and they're Bali Dvorim. So the Tumim doesn't like this. Fine. There's another Mahalach Pshat in Tosfos, which the Shaar HaMishpat says, and not only does the Shaar HaMishpat say this Pshat, but the Tosfos Rid Bayas also says this Pshat, which is Amoyredike Mechudishtike Pshat. Tosfos, let's see again the Lashon of Tosfos, Psulei Eidis Tektoni Loisha Imrim Shadayim Psulim, Nimkein amai ein emonim. If they're still psulim, why aren't they ein emonim? Psule eidis have oz va'ato moidim shehem ksheirim. Now the ksheirim. So the Shaar HaMishpat says that if the eidim are now kosher, so it's ki'ilu, they are saying now what they were then. That means if you have a shtar in front of you and the Edom are kosher, the Edom are now kosher, so it's ki'ilu, the Edom are saying now that then we were ksheirim. That's the Edis Shebishtar. But the Edom now are saying that they were then kosher. The other cat is saying they were not kosher. So the trei is, you have two kosher kittas now. You have these Edom who chasmed 10 years ago, but now there's ichre kosher. So it's ke'ilu, they're standing in front of us, and they're saying we were then kosher. That is what the shtar is telling us. So if the Edom shebishtar afilu lefi divrei kata beis are now kosher, so it's ke'ilu, the Edom Shebishtar are now telling us that 10 years ago we were also kosher. The second cat is saying that 10 years ago they were not kosher. So you have trei, were they kosher 10 years ago. So that's the trei. Gor anandra mahalach. That means that there we do, so with this we don't have the problem of the tumim. The Tumim says he doesn't understand. If you're saying Eidus on them, they're Bali Dvorim, how is it called Trei? So the Ran said, Alumda, since it's not Negei of them, it's still called Trei. But the Shaar HaMishpat and the Tosfos Rid learned that Fakelta Trei is that it's Ke'ilu, you have two kittas being made on the third cat. So you have Trei that says this third cat was then kosher, you have Trei that says this third cat was then posel. The Tosfos Rid after Amerdik Ariches, let us just see on the Chofam at Beis, the Tosfos Rid. The Rav Nachman Oma, Treyu Treininu, Shuve, Bevadai ki Omri Luhu Gazlonim Atem. If the second cat would tell them, you are Gazlonim, I kroivim atem nemonim. So then we believe the second cut. Mishum de mesalkilu mitayres eidus legamri. I'm saying you're not an eight. You're a baldova. Avok sha'imrim ktanim heyisem. Not you are now a cotton. You were then a cotton. I kroivim heyisem. You were then kroivim. Kivin de moidi da hash de b'nei eidus nino. So you yourself also say now we can say eidus. Umeshadi alehi zimne bilchud, and this other whole Eidus is what was then. Havalu treyu trei, the hashta hen ksheirim leidus. They are now kosher leidus. Va'omri, and they are saying loy hayinu ktanim. We weren't ktanim. Loy hayinu kroivim. Mishimhochi loy memnin lebasroi. That's why we don't believe the second ones, because it's not called the saying Eidus on them, the saying Eidus on those, and the chsumim the saying. But now that all the zichamoyde that they kosher. So you have The Edim who are now Ksherim are being made on what they were then, and the second cut is also made on what they were then. So that is the Treyetrei. So that's the two Mahalchim, Haltalim, Pshat, and Tosfos.
Why don't we believe the second cut? Lehem no bemigo di boy oimrim adayin heim psulim. The key to the sugya is, if it's called treyetrei, is because we say they were them psulim, but now they're not psulim. So that's why it's called treyetrei. So lechayra, let's believe the second cut with amigo. They could have said adayin heim psulim. V'chein b'chol sh'tei kita yeidim ha-makrish ezu ezu ha-mayloim lehem ni-basroi b'migo d'boi posel l'kamoi b'gaz l'anusa. So why don't we believe all the time the second cut with amigo? V'chein m'ride b'shnei yeidim l'sheich migo d'ein echod yeidei ha-masha b'leiv chaveri. That means migo is that we could come to an agreement. That means, I don't know if you'd be masking to say this. That means, what we agreed, we agreed. Now we agreed to say this lie we agreed on. But any other lie, could be there was no agreement on. So they don't say, migo debaytrei lo yamri. Okay. Al koponim, let us get back to the sugya. So what does it say in the sugya? You have shnaim chsumim al hashtar, and bo shnaim in the shuk v'omru yadanu shiksav yodamu. So then, if they mekayim it, then emon. If it's mekuyim already, ein elu nemonim, we do not believe the second cut. So the Gemara says, umagbinag bei ki bishtorem alye. So we're goyva with the shtar. How can you be goyva with the shtar? I mean, you have a cut of Edim saying that these Edim were psulim. So we don't believe them legamri, but it's treyetrei. Omar Rav Sheshes, Zoyisoy Meres, Akhoshe Tchilas Hazomei. Ucheshem Shein Mezimim Esa Edim Elo Bifneyem, Kach Ein Makrishim Esa Edim Elo Bifneyem. Now, let us see Rashi, and then we'll explain what Rav Sheshe said. Uchishem she'ein mezimim ha'edim elo bifneim. Shereihem boim l'chaivam. Let's clarify, Shaila, can you be mazim edim shaloi bifneim? I want to be mazim them. Imono ayisem. So you can't be mazim them shaloi bifneim. Why? Shereihem boim l'chaivam kidei lo'onshon. They want to be mechayiv them to be manish them. Oy nefesh, oy moment. Ba'atayra omra vuhuad bev'olov yovoy bala sher v'yamid al shere. That when you want to say edis on someone, you want to be mafs at someone, moment, so yovoy bala sher v'yamid al shere. You can't, samazoy say edis shalei bifnei abaldin. So now, by hazomeh, you can't be mazim ela bifneim. Kach ein makrishin afilu levatel edusa. Now, Rav Sheshe said a moiridik alumdus over here. Hakhoshe tchilas hazom. And let's elaborate for 1 second. That means, if you have a cat wants to be mazim another cat. So by being mazim the other cat, it accomplishes 3 things. Number 1, an oynish will come on the other cat. Number 2, they'll become posel eidus. And number 3, the eidus, they are saying, we will not believe. We will not believe the eidus. If they're Muslim, we believe the second cat. We will not believe the eidus of the first cat. Now, the oynish, that's poshet. He can't make an oynish lay before them. Yovi bala sher v'yamid al shayre. To passel them la'edis is also mistava. You can't passel them la'edis if it's not bifneim. You can't to passel them la'edis shalay bifneim. But there's a third knetch over here. To passel their hagodah.
That means to be makrish der hagode. Is this also called chappening with them? Or is it called chappening with the Baal HaShtar? What am I chappening with you? So if it's called chappening with them, some in Mela, then there's a Tanai that they have to be around. If it's called not happening with them, so then Lagabi the hakroshes are edus, so then who says they have to be around? So Rav Sheshes said, Zoisai meres, hakroshe trilos azomer. That means the hakrosha of the edus is the beginning of azomer. That means this is a chelik of azomer. This is, and it has hilchis azomer. And just like by azomer, you are moided to me. You can't passel the edim shalei bifneim. You can't be mekabel edus to be manish the edim shalei bifneim. So in order to be makrish, their edus, also you can't do shalei bifneim. So memelas fanfid your kasha. You asked a kasha. Umagbinon bay. Two edim are coming and saying that what? That psulim ho, you ktanim ho, you anusim ho, you. So you asked a kasha. Why isn't it trey? How could you be goyva with the shtar? You have a cat that's saying that it's apostle shtar. So Rav Sheshes says no. The hakroshes ashtar is also gechepet with their edis. Hakroshet chilas azome. That means that's a chelik of azome. That means in azome we can do three things. But this is the chilas azome. So memele. So just like azome, fathers it should be bifneim. So the krosh also has to be bifneim. And since they're dead or they're not here, so we can't accept their edis. So that's why Magbinabay. We can't accept the edis of the second cut. Omar le Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman told Rav Sheshes, I don't understand this. To say that Hakroshe is Dinei Azom and it has to be Befonov, that doesn't make sense to me. Ilu have kamon. If the edim would be around, Umakrishon lohu, and they would be makrish them. They're here, and now, and we makrish them, and that means they're saying lovo, and the second cut is saying loy lovo, and you hear both of them are makrish one the other. Have a krosh. Then we'll say, no, you can't be goyva with the shtar, because there's a cut that says loy lovo. So, or it's apostle shtar. So if they'd be around, and umakrish in lohu, and they'd be around, that means the first cut would be around, and they'd be makrish the second cut. Aval pike, havo akrosha, we say. Yeah, we hear, you say lova, you say you wakshayim, but these people say you wapsulim. Havo akrosha. V'lai havi mashkechinem bo, and then we wouldn't be goiva with the shtar, because it's a sovik. You say you were kshedim, they say you weren't kshedim. The havelu edis mukreshes. Hashted the lesnu. Now they're not around. We don't hear from them that they're saying that we were kshedim. The ilu havelu kamon, if they would be here, du mava meidulu. Maybe in for all practical purposes, if these edim would be around. They're dead now. We would make trias amesim. We would ask them, Rabbi, say, what were you, bishas, chsimis, hashtar? Maybe they would say that we worked on them. How do you know what they would say? They're not saying anything now. They're not around. Is mehemni. That's why we believe the first cut. That doesn't make sense. So the Chsam Sofer says, that Rav Nachman's kash is that the whole thing is a chuchatlu, it's a galecht. It doesn't make sense what you're saying. That means if the first cut would be around, and he'd say befeirish to the second cut, you're liars, it was zicha lovan, I was zicha kosher, then you wouldn't be goiva with the shtar. Because the second cut says that they were psula. And now that they're not around, they're not saying that you're liars, they're not saying that we were gdoila. It could be they would say that we were takiktanim. Who knows what they would say? And all of a sudden you say, oh, but since they're not around, it's a kosher ishtar. That's a chuchat lula. That's what Chassam Sofer says. Because, really, there's a meiridike problem over here, what the Maram Shif is meira. Ilu have come on, if they would have been with us, maybe they'd be meida. But how could they be meida? It's given shehigit. They can't be moide, it's given shehigit. So the Maram Shiv says, l'ravcha de milsen, not that, Mo just wants to bring, to show us that how not logical this halacha is. To say legabe hakhoshe, then you can't be bakrish nam shalayv. I'm not doing anything to them, it's only negay the aidis. So why can't I be, why can you accept the hakhoshe of the second cut? That's what the Gemara asks. And Mshat in Rav Nachman is, Rav Nachman holds that whatever is negeya, the paslening of the Eidus, and you're right, that the Torah says, Yobi Baal Asher V'yamid Al Shoyre. But this is not negeya the Eidus Kaki Uzeh, it's only negeya the Baal Ashtar, that's what's negeya, it's not negeya them, it's not negeya them at all. It's only negeya the Baal Ashtar. So if it's negeya the Baal Ashtar, there's no din that they have to be around. That's the kasha of Rav Nachman. It doesn't have dinei hazome. And just to appreciate what Rav Nachman, later the Gemara is going to say, a moira de kechidish. He was talking about paka hakrosha. They said they worked on him, they worked kreiv him. The Gemara is going to say later, a moira de kechidish, that if you mazim edis, take mazim. Not hakroshe. You mazim edis and you say imonu hayisim shaloi bifneim. So the Gemara says legabi the hakroshe will help. You see, he can't do anything. That means legabi the hakroshe. We don't know what to do yet. So we won't listen to the first cut if the second aid the second cut is mazim them. Even though we won't passel the first cut, we won't be managed to. But Lagabi Akrosha will put it on hold. We won't say, since the first cut is not here, we're gonna listen to the first cut. Ateiras Akrosha, we could zicha make shalai bifnei. Elo Omar Rav Nachman. Uki trei lahadi trei. So Rav Nachman said, you learned wrong pshat in the Baraisa. The Baraisa says as follows. There was the shtar said that lovo. And it's a shtar mikuyim. Now this cat says they were ktanim. They were psulim. Fine. So einamonim means, not einamonim means we don't listen to the second cat and we goiva with the first cat. No, that doesn't make sense. No, einamonim likroya es a shtar. We won't tear the shtar. That's what einamonim. Einamonim means we don't tear the shtar. L'may nafkemino, we'll see in Rashi. Elam Rav Nachman uki trei lahadi trei buki momoine becheskas more. Now let us see Rashi. Lehava mashkechinim bu beidi ashtar ligves al piyem. If they would be around, we wouldn't listen to them. Now you believe the first ones. So what do you do? It's take tre tre, but you leave the money by the more. Becheskas haloyv. Veimkarkei. So now, let us just understand 1 second. So what did we say now? So we said now, we have here a halva. Reuven lent Shimon $100. The shtar gechasmet to Eidim. Kat Aleph. Now, Kat Beis comes and says, Ktanim hoyu boi seisho. So the Gemara said, this is trei yitrei. Kat Aleph says there was a halva. Kat Beis says there wasn't a halva. So uki trei lahadi trei, and well, it's a sofik, and the muhzik wins. It's a sofik, so we'll be mighty from a muhzik. So Shimon, The loive can keep his money. Shimon can keep his money. So lechayres kan shoyel aben. So why do you say this is ein amonim? You accomplished a belt over here. Ein amonim. That means before the second katza came, you could Reuven could be goyve from Shimon. It's a good start. Now that the second cat came and said that they were ktanim psulim, so he can't be goyve from Shimon. So why is this called ein amonim? So let's see what Rashi says. Bukim amoine becheskas more, becheskas haloive. Vim karkehi tamoid becheskas amoicha. If it's a sofik, if the karke was sold, it was a cheskas amoicha. Udiktoni bebreise eine monim. So what's pshar eine monim verkehrt? The moirdik nemen. Loide lehevi shtore ma'al yele migdebei. Does not mean that there's a shtar ma'al yele migdebei. Ella the loikerina like you don't tear the shtar. So you don't tear it. So what's the golden glick? So Rashi says, you know what the golden glick is? The itofis midi. Vohoda osi hai vitova mine, le mafkina mine, damrinin uki trei le bahadi trei, umamoine becheskosa hechedikoi. So Rashi amoyre de kechidish. This is psha. What happens if the malve took the law in his own hands? He lent him money. Now there's problems already. This says it's a posel shtar. Eretala bafufkit. He goes and when the loiva left the house, he went into the house and he chapped the money. He knows he owes the money. He chapped the money. Now the malve is a muzik in the money. Now. If we would believe, and the Malva tells the Tibetans, then he tells it, I have the money, he owes me money, don't tell me dreidlich, I have the money. So if we would believe the second cat, so Beslan would take it away from him. What do you mean? The second cat says the psula. But since it's trei, so memele, so the psak of trei, so whoever's a muzik, we leave it by him. Now you're a muzik, so Mamela will leave the money by the Malva. So that is pshat ain't the money. We don't believe them completely. We sure do believe them. We believe them to make us suffic. And if nothing happens, so the accomplished are give out. So the money will remain by the loive. So the shtar is useless. But in the monim likroyas ashtar, and if the malve had the courage to chap the money, so lemaise ain't the monim to be mighty the money from him. Maybe it's taka kosher ashtar, and maybe the malve is right, so he can keep the money. That is pshat ain't the money. Let us see Taisvis. Omar Rav Sheishis, zayse meres hakosher tchilas hazomik, v'im taima. So what did Rav Sheishis say? Rav Sheishis said, Amoyre de Kechidish, that hakosher can only be made bifnei ha'edim. Shaloi bifnei ha'edim, you cannot make hakosher. Tikshel Rav Sheishis bereise de mishemeis. Diktonim omar shtar amonehu. The loive says it's a shtar amone. Im yesh edim, perish the shtar amonehu. Haloich acher edim. Then we go after the edim. Ve'im lav. If there's no edim, haloich acher ashtar. Alme, af al gav, de ein ashtar tzorich kiyim. The shtar doesn't need kiyim. That means the loive said, ksav yod, ksav yodeinu, aval amonu. Kedom haloich acher ashtar. Shemoyd aloive shekosvik disos. Mafalochi im yesh edim, but if there are edim and say it's a shtar amone, so we see that means it's zicher kolul in the edus of the edei ashtar that it's not a shtar amone. And the second card is saying it is a shtar amone. We believe the second card. So you see, hakroshet chilas hazomet. You don't say akroshet chilas hazomet. You say that it can be makrish. Avilot shaloi bifnei. So Taisvis answers, Rav Sheishis is only saying Rav Sheshes is only saying that this Baraisa holds Hakrosha Trilas Hazama. This Baraisa holds you can't be Makri Shalei Bifneim. That Baraisa holds you can't be Makri Shalei Bifneim. So Mamela, it's not Shver. Vuki Mamayne Becheskas Mori. Zekteisvis Vaita, this is Amirdiki Yeseidis de Keteisvis. Perish Bekunteris. Ve'einam nemonim diktoni. So what's the taich? Einam nemonim. You can't, if you say, uki mamoine becheskas more. So fakert. So the, you can't use the star. The loiva wins it in teire. Perish bekuntres ve'einam nemonim diktoni. Lav the magvino bishtore. Not a wegoiva with the star. Elo de loikerinole, einem de monim tu pasel de star. Venafke mine, de itofas loi mafkine mine. Ve itofas loi mafkine mine. Ve koshe. Vektois vesakashe, de oma beperikame de bob metzie, gabi sofik becher, takvu koyen, meitzien oisoi miyodoi, almet vise de la acha sveike lav klumhi. Now, let us just explain for 2 minutes what Tosfos Kasha is. Tosfos is asking Amora de Kekash. We have a klal that, by Rebbe Sofik and Hilchos Momonos, Amoitzim Mechaveirei Olavarai. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma a beautiful explanation of this halacha. Man de koivlei ozele beyasye. A person who's sick should go to the doctor. So what does that mean? That means like this. A person, I'm a muzik. You say something's wrong? Prove it. You don't prove it, it remains by me. So that means, so that's pshat, if we ever have a sofik, so the psak of the sofik is, hamoitz mechaver olavarai, you want to take away from me? Prove. Fine. Now, let's talk about Sofik Becher, and we'll come now to our case. A Yisroel had a Vlad that was born by him. So Sofik was a Becher, if it's a Petarechem. Bekitza, there was a Sofik if it was a Becher. Now, does he have to give it to the Kohen? So he say, no, Maitz Mechaber Olavarai. No, if they're going to give it to the Kohen, I mean, it's a Sofik. So we paskin, Maitz Mechaber Olavarai, you're a Murzik. Not that we were Mavar the Din Teire, but that's the Psak of the Din Teire. That means if we don't know what this is, the Aloch is, leave things the way they are. But that's the Psak. The Psak is Maitz Mechaber Olavarai. In Kolzman, there's no Raya, So the muhzik, the money remains by the muhzik. Fine, that's the psak. Now, let's talk about a shayla. The kohen did not like this psak, so the kohen went talk for kohen. The kohen went and chapt the b'chor. So the gemara's a shayla in the gemara. The gemara paskins talk for kohen, meitzin leisim miyod. We go to the kohen, of kohen, you can't change the psak of the din Torah. The psak is, b'shas leidus asofik, we didn't know, is it a b'cher, is it not a b'cher? So we passed from a mitzvah herba levaraya. B'shas leidus asofik, the muzik wins. That's the psak of a mitzvah herba levaraya. So the psak was, he wins already. Now it's a new sofik. But when you chop it, it's a new sofik, it's the old sofik, is it a b'cher or not? You can now say, oh, now I'm a muzik. It doesn't work like that. It works whoever was a muzik, bishas, leidas, asofik, that's the psak. Amaitz mechver olavaraya. So if bishas, leidas, asofik, the psak was that he was the muzik, so mamel the psak is that the bchir is his, it's his. When you chap later, you can't change the psak with your tvisa. As I state in the Gemara. Rashi said, Rashi was mechadish. We have a sofik, is this a good star, not a good star? So the psak is, the loiv is potter to pay. Amoitz mechaveri olavarai. That's the psak. So Rashi says, but you know what? What if the malva will chop later the money? So now the malva is the muzik. So Taisa says, I beg your pardon. That's enough in the Gemara and Baba Metziah. We say, Tokvu Koyim Metziah Miyad. There is no such thing. You can't become a Murzik after the latest Asofik. Tvisa La'achish and Eld Asofik Loi Mahani. Whoever was a Tovis Bishas latest Asofik, on him there's a Psak of a Metziah Becheveri Olavarai. The kosher don't make have the b'metziah gabi sofik b'chayot tokfu koyim mitzi noisim yodu. We take it away from the koyin. Al mitvise de la achas veike. If we had the ladies are sofik and we paskin dois on this sofik hamoit mechaver olavarayis, so your tvise will not change the pshat. Lav klum hui. So memele. So what's pshat in Rashi? Rashi is a peladik Rashi. Rashi says that the tvise of the malva could help. Now, how could the tvis of the malva help? This is a tvis alacha leidus asofik. So Taisva says, let's forget about Rashi. I have another Gemara that's problematic, which would seem like Rashi. Miu, ahu de seif hashoyel leikosh amidi. There's a Gemara in seif hashoyel which would seem that tvis alacha shanel da sofik dosel. Domrino. So now let's see what the Gemara is speaking about. Gabi maski abayis lachaveire biyud bei zehuvim lashone midiner zov lachaydish. That means they drew a contract. He says, I'm renting you this bayis, and what's the schiris? It's 12 zuvim a year, 1 zov a chaydish. What happened? V'nis abro hashone. So now we have a shaila. These are two stiridika lashonis. If the price is yud beis zehuvim lashone, so if I help, I'll give yud beis zehuvim, I can be there 13 months. Yud beis zehuvim lashone. If it's zov lachoidesh, I have to give you another zov. The stiridika lashonis. Tofes loshen rishon, tofes loshen ach. I don't know, it's a suffix. Zok te gemore. Bo betchilas hachoidesh. What if after when the 13th month comes, so the maskir comes to the seicher, he says, Rabbit, either you give us all, or, aguten, says chamil shalom. Yeah. So kulo le maskir. The din is the maskir, is the maskir went to the entire. Alme. So what is pshat? The becheskas maskiru. That means the master has a morikama. So let's understand. That means Pshat is like this. I have a sofik, was it rented for the 13th? I was rented for 12 months, gave him 12 zuvim, that's for sure. Is it rented for the 13th month or not? So memele, I have a sofik, if it's lo shlishin, tafis lo shanachin. In this sofik, I have a psak, so if I don't know that he rented out for another month, yishtel amorikame, cheskas morikame. So we say that it belongs to who? It belongs to the masker. So the masker is a right, it comes the beginning of the 13th month, the masker tells him, either you pay me or you get out. The kalke is becheskosi, I becheskas morikame. So who is a muzik in the sofik? The masker. The Gemara says, what happens if it didn't come the beginning of the 12th month? He comes the end of the 13th month. Now he's, what is he coming? The Seicher, he comes the end of the 13th month. The Seicher is moving out. He has his bags already. I enjoyed living in your house. And he says, Rabbi, you know you owe me money for another month. He says, my money, I'm a musik in my money. I'm eitz mechaveri, all of a raya. So le maise, so the din is that the seich is nemon. Bo be seif hachoydish.
Bo be seif hachoydish. If it's bo be seif hachoydish, is kuloi le seicha. So we see over here that it's not true what Taisus had said. That means even though in the beginning of the month, we had a psak of Morikame that said that we assume that it belongs to the masker. Hamait mechaver olavaraye. If lemaisa the seichat areingechapt adire, and he is there another month, and now the seichas are toughest in his money, so we say there's a fakert psak. Hamait mechaver olavaraye from the seicher. So we see klar
That what? That tfisa la'acha shenel da sofik does help. Like Rashi said. So that's a problem. But how does that gemorish them with talk for koyim etzim miyode? So Taisu says the shani hosam, the kivin de loibo betchilas ha'choydish, ikulameime doiduyi oidilei. So Taisu says there is another cheshbin b'chlal. Could be napshad is that is tfise, I paskanois ha'meitzim mechaber olavaraye. Could be by not coming, so it's oidi oidilei. Why didn't he come? Where was he the whole 13th month of Maskir? So weiss der Chois that by not coming, he was takamayda. I really meant it should be 12 zuhuvim ados. That's he didn't come the whole time. Now some of them ungezeugen is rabid, was bist da now? You can make a case out of this. So it comes at the end of the month. But already I don't believe him because I say from your actions, I see that I do your idiloid. It was taka, you taka rented it out 12 zuhuvim a year. Talk upon him. So from that gemara is not schwer. Aber akaponem arashi yisver. Vyeshloima dishani gabi bchoyer shakoyin toifes misofik. So Toifes says, that klal, that tfise la'acha shenoyla da sofik does not help. That is davke if the person who's a tofus is toifes misofik, the ein yoideya imchoyeru. That means the Kohen himself does not know if it's a b'chir. So he's toifes it misofik, a tfise with a tiny shema, la'acher shenoyle da sofik doesn't give him a din muzik that we should pasken now by him amoytz mechaber olubaraya. Avol hoche shetoyen bori mahani tfise. But our Gemara is speaking about the way Rashi learns that the Malvis dining, that it's a good start. The Malvis dining, it's a good start. You owe me the money. So Memele, so this is a Tvisa with a tainis bori. A Tvisa with a tainis bori here helps a filulache shenil da sofi. Vim Taima. So upon him, what does Taisvis say? So now Taisvis just was machadish ha-yisod. There's no cloud that tvisa la'acha shenil da sofik doesn't help. It matters. A tvisa with a tiny shema does not help. A tvisa with a tiny zbori does help. And if there's a tvisa with a tiny zbori, so now we say on the new tvisa, ha'maitz mechaber olvaray. You want to take away from him? You bring a raya. He's a tofus. As long as he's coming with a tiny zbori. Vim taima becheskes abatim, Gabi ze oimer shel avoisai, omar Rav Nachman kol da'olim gova, uporech me'amachlef pore b'chamer, ze oimer b'shuse yolde, b'ze oimer yachloiku. Umay kushio ho'hi osi kisumchis, Rav Nachman ke rabonon, del rabonon domri, amoitzi mechaber olav araye, hainu dine d'chol da'olim gova, kivin d'mani tfisek shetoyim bori. Now, let us elaborate a little to explain Taisvis Kasha. Taisvis is asking Amira Dike Kasha. The Gemara says in Baba Basra as follows. There was a ship. No one was a muzik in the ship. But there were two people fighting about the ship. Reuven said, Zayma Shalaboisa, this is my father's ship. Shimon says, Zayma Shalaboisa, this is my father's ship. They come to Rav Nachman. We don't have Ruach HaKodesh. We don't know who's telling the truth, who's not telling the truth. We have a ship. No one is a muzik in the ship. And they come to Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, Kol da Olam Gova. What does Kol da Olam Gova mean? It means as follows. Listen, Rabbi said, whoever will chap the ship, it's his. So Taisus understood, so what Pshat and Rav Nachman, what kind of psak is this? A chaparai? What is Pshat in this psak? So Taisus understood, Pshat and Rav Nachman is as follows. That means, the way the ship is now floating on the water, I don't have any rai, if it's Reuven, it's Shimon, I don't know anything, I have no. So he says, so whoever will chap the ship, so now we'll have a psak of a mitzvah mechaveri olav arayi. Okay? If Shimon hops the ship, so now, well, so what'll I say? I'll say, you, Reuben, you're saying it's yours? No, you bring a ride that it's yours. Shimon is a tofus. If Reuben will hop it away from Shimon, now Reuben is the tofus. So Taisvis, that was Mechadish now, that Tfisa helps with a tainus bori, and there's, in other words, there can still be a psak of a meitzi mechaveri olav araye, a fila la'ache leidus hasofik, if there's a tainus bori. So that's Pshat and Rav Nachman. That is Pshat and Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, kol dolim gova, which means, in other words, whoever will be a tofus, there'll be a psak, a meitzi mechaveri olav araye. That's what Rav Nachman said, a very nice psak. Frek the Gemara, we learned, a machlef pore b'chamoel. The old, what was the case over there? There was a very interesting case over there. Reuven had a pore, Shimon had a chamoel. And they exchanged it. Machlef pore b'chamoel. So what is pshat? So they made chalipin. If you make chalipin, shove b'shove. So that means when let's say the chamer belonged to Shimon, the pora belonged to Reuben. And so when Reuben makes a meshicha on the chamer, so automatically the pora belongs to Shimon. Fine. The pora belongs to Shimon. So now, Reuben made a meshicha on the chamoel. So now we know the pora belongs to Shimon. We come to the pora and we see the pora had a blood. So now we have a moira de keshayla. When was this blood born? Was this blood born before meshicha sachamoel? Was born before the meshicha sachamoel? So then we pass in, so it belongs to the blood belongs to Reuben. This was before the Meshicha Sachamer. If it was born after the Meshicha Sachamer, so it belongs to Shimon. We don't know when it was born. So we have a machloikis. So what is the din? So according to the Chachomim, Ustel an morikam, a meitz mechaveri olav araye. So that means like this, that the Baal HaPore is considered, he was a murzik, he had a morikam on the Uba. So we say, so it zikhe belonged to him, the Uba, the shayla, did it become oises? So we say, a meitz mechaveri olav araye, and we say, the Uba remains, belongs to Reuven, the Baal HaPore. Sumchis does not hold of this yesod of Ameitz Mechaber Olav Araye. Sumchis says, Momen Amutl Besofek Chilkim. If you don't know what to do, so the fairest thing what to do when you don't know what to do is Al Kaponim, let's say Chilkim. So Al Kaponim, the right owner will Al Kaponim get half of what is entitled to him. We don't know what happened. So Memele, so Sumchis does not hold of the klal of Ameitzim Echaveri Olav Arayi. We all have a klal that if we don't know what to do, hands off. So we leave it by the Muchzik. Man de koiv le'ozel le'beyasi. You want to take it away from him? You have to prove it. He's a Muchzik. You can't take away from him without a bill. That's what we hold. Sumchis holds, no, if there's a sofik, we make chalukah. So the Gemara asks on Rav Nachman by Yehi Arbe, by the ship, you paskin kol dolim gova, why didn't you say yachleiko? That's the Gemara's kash on Rav Nachman. So Taisvis asks, what's that Rav Nachman gesindigt? Rav Nachman holds like the Chachamim hameitz mechaveri olav araye. So memele, in that pshat in kol dolim gova. Kol dolim gova is whoever will be a muzik, he'll win. Sumchis says, you say, achloike, zirbe, Sumchis does not a meitzim mechaber olvaraya. So what's the kasha on Rav Nachman from Sumchis? That's the innovative contasis.
Cheskas Abad Nezoy Meshalabosh, Amar Rav Nachman Kol Dolem Gova, which we explained really means, Ameitz Mechaver Olav Araya. Upor Mamach Lopor Bachamer, Zoymer Beshusi Yod, Vizoymer, Yachloik Umaykush, Ahi Osik Yisumches, Tardin of Yachloik is like Sumches. Rav Nachman Ke Rabbonin, Dla Rabbonin, Dome Ameitz Mechaver Olav Araya, Hainu Din, the Kol Dolem Gova. That's the din of Kol Dolem Gova. We said, Tvisa lacha shenel da sofik with a tainis bori helps because he becomes a muzik. Kivin de mahani tvisik shetayim bori, so the psak is a meitzi mechaveri olavarai, wherever the toughest wins. Yeshloim at the hochipor, afilo rabon and loy pligi asumches. Hello, mishum de chad minayu muziks. He said, there the gemos kash is as follows. There the Rabbonon weren't chaylik and sumches because say someone was a muzik already. Let's say the Morikame had it in muzik and the Uber. The Uber belonged to him till the Hachlofe. Nam klang a shayla, do you take it away from him or does it remain by him? So you say, meitz mechaber olavarai. Bikele meima meitz mechaber olavarai. Avol hoch, edain echad muzik yaisa mechaber, but over here, By Arve, no one is a Mursik. Is Moedel a Sumchus de Achloikel? That's Shand the Gemara's Kashe, if I care. That means, by Machlev Pore Bachamar de the Chachomim Achoilek, because someone is a Mursik already. So you don't say Achloikel to be Moedzi from a Mursik. But by Machlev, by Hahu Arve, over there, no one is now a Mursik. So the Gemara's asking Rav Nachman, so no one's a Mursik. So then everyone should hold like Sumchus. You say Achloikel. Boyd Yeshloim and Atesis has a second test. In order to avoid all the problems Taisvis had, so Taisvis said, it's speaking about not the way Rashi says that after the Trei Utrei, he chapped. And then we have to say, Shtik Teire, that Tvisalacha Shanel the Sofik helps at the Tainus Bori. No. Tvisalachash and Elder Sufik never helps because the Sufik was Eiskepaskin. Now, Agamor is speaking about that the Malve chap before the second cut came. And now the second cut came. So now the Sufik was Neulid when the money was Bushus Amalve. The Malve is now holding the money and now there's a Sufik. The Baal, he had a shtar, a kosher shtar. We didn't know anything about the second cut. So he went and took the money. So he has the money now. So now, and then a second cut comes and says, you know, it's a posulah shtar. So now there's noilid asofik. Is it a kosher shtar? Is it a posulah shtar? But bishas leidis asofik, who's the muzik? The mouth is the muzik. So this doesn't have to tvis alacha shenoilid asofik. Verash benira loila hamid abraise bishoiva. Lochein amonin dukim amoyne becheskas morei, machzakine neidei shayva bekshayrem v'lo yifram. The Rashba says, we're not speaking about a shtar halvo nasug, we're speaking about a shayva, about a receipt. So that means as follows. We hear two eidim on a shayva that said that the chayv was paid up. The loive has a receipt on the chayv. He paid up the chayv. Now, and he's a muzik and his money. Now the second cat came and said, you know, those Adim who chasmed on the shiva, they were ktanim, they were psulim. So memele, so what does the second cat want to say? That it's a posulah shoiva. And what's the din? You have to pay. So according to the second cut, you have to pay. It's a posulah shoiva. According to the first cut, you don't have to pay. So as meils merduka einem onim, we don't believe the second cut. Why? Because we say, amoytze mechaveri olavoraya. So that's pshad in einem onim. Because we don't have to say the whole chiddush of Rashi, that it's negeya, that means if it's speaking about a shtar halvo, then Rashi and Merdeka problems. What's called Eina Monim Takelt? We believe them. The Malva cannot be goyve anymore from the loive. So Mel, Rashi had a problem. So why is this called Ein Emonim? So Rashi said the whole shtick Torah. But the Rashi says, no, we're not speaking about a shtar alvo. We're speaking about a shiva. So Memele Kozman, the first cat, was saying Eidus. So the halacha was that he was potter to pay. Now the second cat wants to say he's chayiv to pay. So we say it's trey. The ein emonim, and we leave it by the muzik. And who's the muzik? The loive. And we say, meitz mechaveri olav arayim.